Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk.
Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
Jolly snakes, man, they all went out to rob and to plunder without any doubt. A coach and six come riding by. Stop, stop, coachman, they all do cry. Singing, whack for the day, a riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, all riddle all the day. Three jolly snakes, man, they walk to the coach. Three pretty fair maids there they do approach. Three fair maids cry, what shall we do? Give us all your money and we won't hurt you. Singing whack for the day, riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, oh, riddle all the day. £500 they have taken in gold. £500, such a sight to behold. A silver top cane and a gold lace cap. Such a fine haul for the snakesman to snap. Singing whack for the day, a riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, a riddle all the day. Jolly snakesmen in Hyde Park Street. Three blue-coated gentlemen they chanted for to meet. Tap them on the shoulder, one, two, three. Three jolly snakesmen come along and me. Singing whack for the day, a riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, a riddle all the day. And sessions they soon draw near. Three jolly snakesmen at the bar appear. The judge casts round with a rolling eye. Three jolly snakesmen bound for to die. Singing whack for the day, a riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, a riddle all the day. Jolly snakesmen mount the gallows tree. Jack Ketchy come along just as soon as they. Takes all their togs and their rhino too. Three jolly snakesmen bid the world adieu. Singing whack for the day, a riddle all the day. Whack for the fold, a riddle all the day.
That was Nick Hart and Tom Moore there with Three Jolly Speaksmen from their album The Colour of Amber. And looking forward to seeing Nick Hart and Tom Moore. Warwick Folk Festival, among many other artists. Looking forward to Warwick Folk Festival very much indeed. As well as getting tickets for that, you can also, if you can't make it to Warwick, you can also watch lots of Warwick Folk Festival stuff on Live to Your Living Room on the weekend of Warwick Folk Festival, which I believe is the 23rd to the 26th of July. That will be a great weekend, and really looking forward to it. Warwick Folk Fest. Now let's have a listen to the a track from the new live album by Siobhan Miller. It is called the live album, and I really do encourage you to buy this album, because this is going to be Siobhan's only income this summer as she awaits the arrival of baby number two. It's an album full of 15 tracks, a full live set list. It's gonna be fantastic. It's released today, and from it, this is I'm a Rover.
She's opened the door and she let me in. We both held hands then, embraced each other. I'm
course he was way tall, though at first he was big. And he took great delight in travelling by night and by day. All his troubles, they were great, if I could but the half of them tell. He was rode in the garden by Adam the day that he fell. When banished from Eden, he strayed and has since lost his way. With all his fatigues, it's no wonder my horse he is grey. At the time of the flood, he was rode on by many's a spark, and his courage was great when Noah took him into the ark. On Babylon's plains he ran with great speed for the plain. He was hunted next day, it is rumoured, by Nimrod the Great. After that he was hunted again in the shape of a fox, where Nebuchadnezzar ate grass in the shape of an ox. Anatolia, he conquered that part of the globe, and all his fatigue, it would weary the patience of Job. At the battle of Issus, my horse, he was first in the fray, and with bold Alexander, commander, he carried the day. My horse got no ease from fatigue when his rider did fall. He was mounted again by brave Scipio, who did him extol. And the great day at Zama, where Hannibal fled in dismay, and the captains of Carthage, my horse threw them into the sea. He now does remain, and the smith is at work for to fit him with new shoes again. And with Scara on his back, he is ready once more for the field, and he never will stop till the Tories he makes them to yield.
Alistair Roberts there with the wonderful grey horse. And Alistair is one of the guests with many other artists at the Saltburn Folk Festival this year. He'll also be there with the Furrow Collective. Who else is at Saltburn? Emily Portman, Angeline Morrison. And Saltburn Folk Festival have just put the notice out that they're nearly sold out of tickets. So if you're thinking of going, get your tickets soon. That should be a great weekend. I'm only sorry I can't be there because it goes into the end of Sidmouth. But you can't be everywhere. And looking forward to Sidmouth very much indeed. Alistair Roberts there. Now let's have a bit of classic folk. And I haven't played this lady for a long time. This is Richard and Linda Thompson with A Heart Needs a Home.
Mm-hmm. Grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes. How the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He laboured wisely and gathered his stores for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, clad in the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water, his song he gave to the summer days, singing, "Where the dance leads, I'll follow." Then came a hard winter, nothing grew, and the cold wind blew. But the ant was safe and sound underground, carefully counting his pile around him, dividing his time until tomorrow. Now see the grasshopper blown by the north wind's fury, hungering for the easy summer. It comes to the ant and says, "My brother, give me bread, for now it's the dance that I must follow. Why did you waste the summer? Summer won't last forever. You're just an idle beggar. You must pay the price, sacrifice. He wouldn't heed me. You took life easy, now take the punishment that follows." Now see the grasshopper reel like a dry leaf falling, weaving a dance that will last forever. Back goes the ant to his nest, to work, to feed, to rest. For him there will always be tomorrow. Everyone knows how the story goes, how the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He laboured wisely and gathered his stores for tomorrow. As for
for the grasshopper, clad in the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water. His song he gave to the summer days, singing where the dance leads, I'll follow.
Lady Maisery and Jimmy Aldred and Sid Goldsmith there, Awake Arise, from their Wakefire album. The new summer album that they've just put out. They will be at the Firth Hall doing that summer show on the 16th of June. The 16th of June, Firth Hall, Awake Arise, doing their summer show, and we look forward to that very much indeed. We'll return to Lady Maisery in a moment as they do a version of this week's child ballad, The Gardener. But first, let's hear a singer that I can never that I can never not play whenever she performs a child ballad, and she always performs a very different version as well. This is June Tabor with The Gardener.
Proud Maisery stands in a bower door, straight as the willow wand, and by and comes a gardener lad with a red rose in his hand. And by and comes a gardener lad with a red rose in his hand. You shall have my rose, fair maid, if you'll give your flower to me. From among the flowers in my garden, I'll shape a gown for thee. From among the flowers in my garden, I'll shape a gown for thee. The lily white shall be your smock, becomes your body best. The chilly flower to be your quill, and a primrose at your breast. The chilly flower to be your quill, and a primrose at your breast. Gown shall be the scent of thyme, your petticoat chamomile, your apron of the salads neat, the taste both sweet and fine. Your apron of the salads neat, the taste both sweet and fine. The wind showers, it's I'll repay you back again amidst the wind showers. New fallen snow shall be wind gale at your breast. The murk black rain shall be your coat, and a wind gale at your breast. The steed that you shall ride upon shall be the weather grey, and when you come into my sight, I wish you were away. And when you come into my sight, I wish you were away.
With a red rose in his hand, and by there came a gardener child with a red rose in his hand. Oh, lady, can you fancy me for to be my bride? Among the flowers in my garden, I'll shape a weed for thee. In my garden, I'll shape a weed for thee. The lily white shall be your smock, becomes your body best. Your hat shall be the gillyflower with a primrose at your breast. Your hat shall be the gillyflower with a primrose at your breast. Your gown shall be the sweet William, your coat the camavine, your apron of the salad's meat that tastes both sweet and fine. Your apron of the salad's meat that tastes both sweet and fine. Your glove shall be the marigold, all glistening to your hand, well spread o'er with a blue blay wart that grows among corn land. And well spread o'er with a blue blay wart that grows among corn land. Among the summer flowers, it's I will pay you back again among the winter showers. The driven snow shall be your shirt, becomes your body best. The cold black rain shall be your coat with a wind gale at your breast. The cold black rain shall be your coat with a wind gale. Shall be a sherry gale, and I'll bridle it with a northern blast and some sharp showers of hail. And I'll bridle it with a northern blast and some sharp showers of hail. The hat that's on your head you wear shall be a stormy day, and when you come
Lady Maisery there with the gardener, and before that you heard that comes from Lady Maisery's album Weave and Spin, and before that you heard June Tabor from her album Quiet Eve, and both great versions of this week's child ballad there, the gardener. Now I'd like to remind you. Bouzouki 3 will be on in Sheffield on the 11th of June. You can get tickets through the Live at Sam's website. And here they are with the Rambling Shula, sung by John Doran.
Well, the Highland lads have come to town. They've landed in headquarters. The colonel fell for a pretty young girl, or the farmer's only daughter. And the general bet £5,000 the colonel wouldn't dress up in a beggar's gown. And they'd travel the world, go round and round she'd go with a rambling shula. Well, the colonel started out next day dressed in a beggar's clothing. It wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lonely dwelling. Well, farmer, shelter me this night. I'll sleep in your barn till the broad daylight. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight. Be kind to a rambling shula. Well, the farmer said the night is wet. You can stay by the kitchen fire. The colonel said to the serving girl, it's you I do admire. Won't you leave them all and go with me? Leave them all the gramercy. What a lusty beggar you would be away with the rambling shula. Well, the farmer and his servant saw, they fell into loud laughter when you came tripping down the stairs. But the farmer's only daughter, well, she'd two blue eyes like morning skies. Soon as the beggar did her spy, well, she quickly caught his roving eyes. She'd be mine, said the rambling shula. Into the fire, he put his arm around her waist as they sat by the kitchen fire, and he put his hand upon her knee and gave to her these kisses three. She said, how dare you make so free, you're not but a rambling shula. But when supper it was over, all they made his bed in the barn between two sacks and the window cloth, for fear that he'd do harm. But by 12 o'clock that very night, she come to the barn, she's dressed in white. Well, the beggar rose in great delight. She's mine, said the rambling shula. Now he threw off his beggar's clothes, he threw them against the wall. Oh, and he stood the bravest gentleman that was amongst them all. Oh, won't you look at my locks of yellow hair under the sooty old hat I wear. I'm a general bold, I do declare, and not but a rambling shula. Now I wouldn't for £10,000 if you and I be found here. Won't you leave them all and go with me? Go away with the rambling shula, and it's off to the general's house they've gone. Great is the wager he has won. Salute them both with the pipe and the drum. She's away with the rambling shula.
John McCusker there with some tunes, and John will be with us on the 5th of July at St Andrew's Church. I'm so excited about that. John's been one of my heroes right from the beginning of my folk music journey, and we're so delighted to be promoting this gig for him and his trio, which will feature Toby Shear and Sam Kelly. That'll be a fantastic night, July the 5th, St Andrew's Church, John McCusker Trio. And before that, you heard Bouzouki 3, James Fagan, John Doran, and Benji Kirkpatrick, and they will be Highfield Trinity Church on London Road on the 11th of June. I don't know why. I don't know. I will say it on air. I don't know why that the name of that church always goes out of my head. That the Highfield Trinity Church on London Road on the 11th of June, Bouzouki 3. That also should be a great night. You can get tickets for those two events on the Live at Sam's website. We're really looking forward to them. Please come and support us. They're both going to be great nights. Now, we've heard something from Benji Kirkpatrick. Let's hear something from his dad. I was very lucky to see John Kirkpatrick in a new collaboration with Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne this weekend. And the collaboration between those two melodeon and concertina players it goes together very well indeed. And John revived this song, which I don't think he's done for a long time. But let's have a classic. This is John Kirkpatrick with Belinda Brown.
Now Belinda Brown, she sailed through town. Her face and her features wore never a frown. Her shoes were going a clickety-clack, her paint and leather a shimmering black, and her skirt was swishing and shimmering too. Her suit a shimmering shade of blue, her hair was shimmering in the sun, parading the price she paid having it done. She flew into an office she knew, her pitch was perfect, her makeup too. But when she got there, oh what a scare, Patty from reception was slumped in the chair, tearing her hair out in despair with a down, down, very down, down, the blooming computer's down. Down, down, very down, down, the blooming computer's down. Right, said Belinda, let's get it fixed. Poor Patty was potty from pity, no witch. She nuzzled each knob, caressed each key, stroked the screen so tenderly. Bang, a bugger, Belinda burst out. You won't get it working by piddling about. Us girls together must do what we can. We mustn't give in to the maintenance man. So she rattled and juggled and twiddled and twinked, while Patty she prattled and went rather weak. But do what they might, nothing went right. Her knuckles were gleaming whiter than white. Belinda went thwarted, a terrible sight. When they're down, down, very down, down, when the blooming computer's down. Down, down, very down, down, when the blooming computer's down. She leaned across Patty to pick up the phone, but their chairs took on a life of their own. Locked together and side by side across the office the two declined, and they ripped the wires coming out of the wall as the vials of flowers began to fall. Trundling on, they held their breath till the shower of sparks had scared them to death. Well, the trip switches went all over their floor. The lift was stuck for an hour or more, but she wasn't beat. She leapt from her seat. It was simply a challenge she knew she could meet. With Belinda Brown, there was no defeat. When they're down, down, very down, down, when the blooming computer's down. Down, down, very down, down, when the blooming computer's down. She whipped out her mobile as quick as a flash. You have to move fast when the system has crashed, but the signal was poor, hardly a squeak. Patty said, well, it's been like that all week. So she strode off determined to get the best spot. She knew she would find it, ready or not. She tried in the kitchen, she tried in the hall, but just up the stairs was the best place of all. Well, the signal was perfect, the acoustics as well. Pity the room with that rather odd smell. But she plonked herself down, no time to spare. She tapped in the number and straightened her hair. With Belinda in charge, there's no need to despair. When they're down, down, very down, down, when the blooming computer's down, down. down, down, Derry, down, down, when the blooming computer's down. Sid from the store, he crashed through the door, lamenting the lack of a loo on his floor. The cheeks of his bum were sad and sore from a birthday bash at the Koh-i-Noor. In a terrible hurry from too much curry, he undid his trousers. Well, why should he worry? Did you lose the urge, however immense, for the woman from management sat in the gents. She fumbled and faltered, he stopped in his tracks. In that situation, it's hard to relax. What could he do? There was only one loo. Why had he chosen to have in Deloo? And Belinda just sat there admiring the view, with them down, down, very down, down, with his blimmin' old trousers down. Down, down, Derry, down, down, with his blimmin' old trousers down. Before she could move, there came a great crack. With a terrible surge, the power came back. It gave her a fright, her phone took flight. Got it stuff lodged in the overhead light. Well, she leapt on the loo to wiggle it free, but as Sid held her steady quite fast round the knee, a considerable whack of the national grid passed through Belinda and on into Sid. Well, the phone, it fell, and they said not a word, and the splash they neither saw nor heard. But he lowered her down with wonder and glee. They were sparking together as sweet as can be, and under her feet in the WC, going down, down, very down, down, her phone was bubbling down. Down, down, very down, down, her phone was bubbling down. Now Belinda Brown, she sails through town. Her face and her features wear never a frown. The hair in her head is still sticking out straight from when she and Sid had their brushed with fate. For they gel with a chemistry none can explain. The passion between them is hard to contain. For Sid and Belinda, whenever they kiss, they fizz and they sizzle from that day to this. Whenever they touch, you can see the sparks fly. The appliance of science they simply defy. And there in reception, Patty still sits. She tells how they nearly were frizzled to bits. Up in the gent in the flush and the spray, the ghost of her mobile babbles away. And Belinda and Sid, they crackle and glow. Their voltage is high, their resistance is low. Connected by currents, fused by fate, they pump up the units in praise of the date. They were down, down, very down, down. The plumbing computer's down. Down, down, Derry, down, down, the blooming computer's down. Down, down, Derry, down, down, the blooming computer's, blooming computer's, blooming computer's down.
And how did you do? Oh, do we have the yield here? Do a valley of a candy? Oh, do we have the yield here? Do the ancient how did you do? Oh, do we have the yield here? Do a valley of a candy? Oh, do we have the yield here? Do a valley of a candy? Oh, do we have the yield here? Do a valley of a candy?
Oh, do we have a year here?
Otto, cool the other the midi Otto, Otto, yabba yi Otto, cool the other the midi Otto, Otto, yabba yi Otto.
Kim Carney there, live from Sidmouth last year. And don't forget that Kim will be on at the Greystones this evening. So that will be a great, great night. It's Kim's first visit to Sheffield. So that will be a great, great night. We always play Patrick Street at the beginning of the programme with music for a found harmonium. But I thought we'd play another one. This is the King of Ballyhooly.
I'll tell yous how it was with me, if to listen yous are willing. 'Twas in yon house behind yon hill where I had lately been distilling. I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolie. Good customers I did not lack, and I sold it all in Ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay, me home would wave a fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day dining with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid good night to all was there, and I started home from Ballyhooly. Me heart was like the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, cheeks like roses blossom newly. She had a voice like music soft and low, she was the flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents gives consent, will you be me bride in Ballyhooly? I have a house behind John Hill, two fine greyhounds and a ferret. Besides, I have a little still, the drop it makes with you, I share it. And I have got a feather bed with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides, I have a ring to wed if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, if you say you love me truly, and if me parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents glad if they were content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock he tied the knot in Ballyhooly. The wedding that we had that day, the people come in uninvited. The piper played for every squad, Jane she sang and I recited. The potsheen flowed like a waterfall that from the still has just come newly, and in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, none of them was mean or shabby, and the auntie thought she bought some cloth to make good dresses for the babby. Invitations then went round, the friends that we had just made newly, a lighter heart could not be found than mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we wed, still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy yet, though down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters all unruly. From me Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the King of Ballyhooly. Thank you.
Patrick Street there with Ballyhooly. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to James for the first half. I will leave you with a track from one of my favourite albums this year. I think it's going to be one of my top albums this year. It's now out, which I'm pleased about. It's Ryan Young from his album In the Quiet After, produced by Martin Hayes. Here they both are in a duet with a set of tunes. And I'll leave you with this. We'll see you next week. Look after one of the folks. We'll see you next week.